Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, thank you so much for joining us on this cold, cold, wet, clammy, icy, stay safe out there this morning. Wednesday morning. I'm glad I made it in safe. I'm glad you're making it to where you're going safe. And safely in the building, Steve Rummage and Brian Hall. That's right. We want Steve. We got Steve. We want Brian Hall. We got Brian Hall. We got Midday with Marcus Maben. Fellas, what's going on?
It's good, man. It's good to be back. Good to be in here today, man. Look, it's there's a certain life. I don't know. There's a feeling in life sometimes that, you know, it's like if me and you were playing ball or something and I lose a game, you know, but like I have a rolled ankle or I have something like that. It's like, yeah, but my ankle's rolled. That's just what you are. Like,
Steve, like,
I'm not sure where Steve's going with
you,
that.
No, if you don't know. Wait a minute. Stop right there.
Yeah.
You pause. Brian.
Huh? I think we're going with the Kentucky loss is what I'm assuming, but I just wanted to see where that built up
you
to.
You weren't supposed to say it out loud, though. Steve, continue. I shouldn't have paused.
Yeah, there. I mean, if my ankles hurt, I'm like, hey, look, I have something wrong here.
And I gave it all I could.
And I gave it all I had. But, like, you're just you. Like, you're just you. That's what you are.
Steve.
This is your game.
Brian, you get my back ready right now.
Steve, I'll get that.
Steve, so here's the problem. Don't text me, y'all. I'm doing a show. I'm doing the best show in the city right now.
I forgot to put my mic cover on, so I'm doing it right now. I want y'all's nasty.
Is that what that sound is?
I want y'all's nasty,
let me turn it off for you.
No, there we go. I'm good. Okay, all right. I got it.
So, people, you know we have fun every day. You know we have subjects to talk about.
We do.
You know we always, you know, we throw a jab here. And people, there's some personality conversation that we got to have with Steve just because of the way the morning started. And aside from, you know, the little digs and jabs, it's the one thing I can't stand because Steve's, you know, kind of talking about, you know, the ankle roll and the plan and the pressure. You know what one thing I can't stand is when somebody tries to jack my style, right? Somebody tries to steal my moment. Somebody just wants to steal the University of Louisville fight. So my God, Isaiah Thomas looks like trash out there. People, I know you like that's a walk. I know you like the
it's
you
Euro
know
step.
That's not a Euro step, Brian.
I didn't even see it. I just assumed that's what you were talking about.
Alaskans. So, Kentucky, I am going to just let you join me. And then I am going to let you have your moment. Since you want to be like Louisville so bad, here's your chance. You can have our song. Come on. Come on, fellas. Come on. Really? Tennessee at home? Tennessee on the road? Bring out the brooms. I'm a loser, baby. So I don't. It just sounds funny saying it with you guys. What's wrong with them, Steve? What's wrong with them? What's going on? I'm a loser, baby. So I don't.
We have a rolled ankle and we're six. At least we're 6-5 in the ACC.
No. Call it what it is. We're 6-5 with interims and interims that are guiding the interims.
Our administration is shambling right now.
We're talking about coaches. We're talking about presidents. We're talking about ADs.
Y'all got bodyguards. They're packing guns
with your players individually. Now, if you can't win with a gun-toting bodyguard, you can't win.
That's just not going to win games.
It's like Rocky's wife. You can't win.
Man. Stop. Stop.
Oh, my goodness. We should not be laughing. They're fighting hard, Steve. They're really, really fighting.
They're trying their best.
Yeah.
Are they?
Good job. Good effort. Job, good effort.
Okay, Brian. We're shameless, and that was a shameless moment.
I know, but it was fun.
So, Steve, a personality issue.
Okay.
So, Steve, sometimes we have moments in our life where you just have to say, you know what? Take this loss and get on with it, right? I am getting fearful. People, I'm going to talk to the listeners. Do you mind, Steve? Because yeah. I can't really discuss this with you. Brian Hall, I need you to lock in on this one. Now, here's the thing. Steve and I have been coming to this campus in the same building for a decent amount of time now, right? And I don't know what it is that has Steve at his breaking points, but like Steve's no longer being rational about his workplace, right? Steve's workplace requires that he park his car somewhere, right? People, I don't think I can put up another day or put up with Steve Rummage sitting out. You know, do you realize Steve Rummage decided today that he's not going to do a radio show if a parking spot doesn't open up? People, he looks like a madman sitting in the parking lot. Like, it, Steve, I'm surprised the campus police didn't come over and just tap your window. Sir, could you step out the car? You know, like, what'd I do? You just look suspect.
Right.
Steve, you can't sit by a dumpster in the parking lot waiting, plotting. There's pretty little ladies getting out their cars, yeah. And they're, you know, you're hiding, you're staking out in the corners and crevices of the campus, yes. Waiting to pounce on a parking spot. Just pay your money, Steve.
And was willing to still be sitting here.
Right.
I was willing to sit there.
No, you could tell.
No, absolutely. I'm not paying $4.50 to park in a meter. Okay, I'm just not doing it. Lower your meter prices.
Are you curious to know what the Texas are already jumping in on?
No.
38, 31, 93.9. But as a show, we're going to, let's see what the Texas have to say. That's like the kettle calling the pot black. There's something, it's not country, Steve. It's not country, Steve. Who is country, Steve?
Big country. Big country Steve.
Who is country Steve? Made fun of UK considering all the crap you guys are in.
Yeah, thanks.
Is that your comeback?
Cool.
can we talk about young Steve in this picture?
Oh, yeah, well, you're ugly. You're uglier than I am.
Poopy head.
Yeah, cool. All right, let's move on.
You're looking like, who is Biff Tannen about to call everybody buttheads?
I don't know. Was I looking like that?
In your yearbook picture?
It was all state, Steve.
Clean it up, Steve. It
was back in the day.
Steve's out here posting. Listen, if you ever want
fresh.
If you ever want to have your day, you know, brightened up, just post it. About a 16-year-old picture of yourself.
Yeah.
17-year-old.
Yeah.
You were at your feistiest, Steve?
I was, man.
You were dunking on people?
I actually was back then.
Say no, all jokes aside. Yeah. So, Steve, get over your parking issue.
Okay.
It's time.
All right. Open one up. You know I'm coming.
Marty McFly's nemesis. Is that who? What's his last name? Biff Tannen?
I'll take it.
I didn't know that.
I'm okay with that.
I did not know that. Okay, so yeah. So moving along to today's subjects and football.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on today. Yeah, I mean, today's National Signing Day, which is a little odd this year.
It's watered down now.
Yeah, with the early signing period. But, I mean, Louisville can finish up strong here, and they've already started today. They got the number one JUCO safety.
That's the only one you wanted.
That kid may start, too. Marlon character, like, he can play.
That's the only one you wanted today. You wanted immediate help. You know what's
fascinating? Well, you want to get Hawkins signed. I mean, I think he's a guy that's committed. And then there's a couple local guys you're kind of watching that may do the blue shirt thing, which is not really it's kind of confusing. Like, they don't count to this class, but they'll get a scholarship on August 1st. So.
But we're talking about eyeballing versus we need this guy for depth purposes at the safety spot. So let me say this, Steve. We started the show kind of having that opening joke, like, boy, is this locker room going to be uncomfortable, right? People, here's the thing. This is my last thought, and I'm going to go to the texter here in a second. Here was my thought, pulling in the parking lot, right before we started talking about the competition level and the uncomfortable level. New coach, right? New system, big wave class of coming in.
Yeah.
Now you're doing culture versus talent.
Yeah.
Right? What did we notice when Jair Alexander was not in the game? Culture change.
Yeah, yeah.
An entire culture change.
That's what I was
going
to say, yeah.
Right, right. So you can say Louisville has the talent.
Yeah.
To be where they should be.
The parent just walking around the studio, ain't got no phone.
There's nothing sadder than an adult male with no transportation and no cell phone, people. That is the ultimate purgatory.
He's wearing all black like it's a funeral.
Wonder what he's going to do in a suit.
Nobody knows.
He's just walking through here like,
hey, man. Hey, so,
what y'all up to?
Hey, so what y'all doing in here in the producer room?
he's sitting around learning. You need me to hang up those pictures? You know, I'm kind of tall. He has absolutely nothing to do. Culture.
Yeah.
Culture is going to change, right?
Right.
New coach.
Look, here he goes back again.
Just walking through. And let's be honest about this. This needed a culture.
Right.
Head coach, top down.
Right.
A culture that's not going to be player specific is what was needed.
Right.
How
right.
uncomfortable are all the defensive players right now? Because there is no hierarchy. New coach comes
in.
There is no starting. There is no bench. There is no freshman. There is no.
Yeah.
The coach gets to come in. All he may have is a little bit of tape to try to kind of say, okay, I'm impressed with that guy.
Yeah.
But not enough time to really see it up close. Boy, that's going to be fun.
Especially, and he's made comments recently that have said, you know, look, everybody's fair game. I mean, everybody's on an equal playing field now. Like, let's play.
Fair game time. These are going to be some competitive days in practice and in the way. Brian, say this name again so I don't mess it up. Falon, thanks for joining us on the Ed Scoring Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Marcus and Steve.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to comment on the UK game. I had around Christmas, I got my father-in-law a TV. And we had recently put it up before the Tennessee game.
Oh, no.
And we set a game before that. So a couple of days ago, he was like, if my team loses tonight, we're taking the TV down. I was like, it's not the TV. It's the team. They're playing too much one-on-one ball, too much me ball. They just don't want to play ball. And I say, I'm a UL fan, big UL fan. We're both in the same predicament. Every time we get out there, nobody wants to play team ball. They want to play me ball. I got to get mine. But, you know, they'll be all right. But I think we'll be so far than them in the tournament. But I'm not trying to bash them, but they just got to get together. I think they're not great, but they're okay. I don't think the expectation is too much on them. People expect more than what they can achieve.
You sound like – I appreciate the call. You sound like you feel sorry for them right now, right? You don't feel sorry for the Kentucky situation, especially when they got the same conference record as you.
Yeah. Sorry. You got a Hall of Fame coach. Hey, maybe if y'all.
Say it.
Maybe if the leaders around here would stop paying attention and trying to mess up Louisville so bad and ruin Yona.
Kentucky
right now is like that guy.
You better clean your own house.
Kentucky is that guy that spends so much time trying to fix his buddy's marriage that his wife ends up cheating on him, and you're like, well, you wasn't around. that's what's happening now. It's like y'all spending so much time.
Where did you get that example from?
I don't know. It was bad. But that was bad. I don't know. But it's like, you know, you're spending so much time over here. It's like, wait a minute, y'all. It's like, oh dang,
what just happened?
Hey, we forgot. We're missing recruits now. The football team still sucks, and. We're like, the basketball team sucks now.
And it's only getting worse.
It's not going to get better.
But hey, Steve.
Yeah.
We need to be more like Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, we are. Except our football team's dominating, doing their thing.
And a good recruiting day.
It is a great day.
I mean, like I said, it's today is the compilation of your recruiting, and I'm okay with it. Like with these. Easy, Texter.
No, let it out on the text line. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, we don't actually have to read that out loud. Man, people, We laughed way too much about that. Okay, Steve, competition, because you know what the competition is going to lead back to. You know what this conversation is going to become. 81-50-93-9. Steve?
So I said UK gave it the old college try.
No doubt.
I'm sorry.
Or maybe they didn't. So here's the thing, Steve. The last conversation we had yesterday when we started talking about, I actually ended up tweeting this. I probably shouldn't have tweeted this situation, but you jumped off the cliff yesterday.
Yeah.
You jumped off the cliff. I think Brian is jumping off the cliff with you. Now, the conversation starts right here, people. Let him play. Come on, let him play. Come on, let him get a chance to get in his rhythm, right? That guy is usually fan guy, man crush guy, has a personal affinity for a certain player, right? That guy for 4 years blamed Rick Pitino for never letting Wayne Blackshear, get into his rhythm, right? We looked at stats, Steve. Wayne Blackshear played 31 minutes, right? And then when Coach Pitino couldn't take anymore, he snatched him. And you know what guy says? Oh, he was just about to get it going, right?
Yeah.
And then when you let him play towards the end of the year, then they said, well, you've been letting him play all year. You might as well keep letting him play. Like, there was always some excuse for you begging Coach Pitino to let the guy play through it.
Right.
You get busted. Next game, this is the first game he's got some playing time. There's always that, right?
Yeah.
Now, lo and behold, the entire world has turned into snatch 'em guy, right? Yeah. And I'm to the point, Steve, where I can identify basically every tone of snatch 'em guy.
Right.
Snatch 'em guy who just doesn't think David Padgett is a good coach.
Right.
Right? Snatch 'em guy who thinks David Padgett is a good coach, but they just want Chris Mack for some reason. Because Chris Mack was the anti Kenny Payne conversation, right?
Yeah.
But or there's snatch 'em guy like our guy Cooper in here who just doesn't like a particular player.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just won't acknowledge that this player is a good player, right?
Right.
So that's what everybody's turning into. Overall, Steve, are most of Louisville fans snatch 'em fans? Okay, in there. Snatch 'em fans.
Yeah,
I ain't call you out. Listen, I called you out by name. I ain't point to the guy. Are they snatch 'em fans now, or are they let them play through it?
Yeah,
fans overall
don't want that guy to call Cooper and just take him to the SRC over and just waste him over and over.
No, we're convinced that's what happened. No, we're
did.
All.
He did. That dude smoked Cooper one on one.
It's
got to
be personal. Look at it's got to be absolutely personal.
Yeah. No, I do. I get what you're saying, though. I mean, and that's fair. I'm playing guy still. Because I'm like, I think you got
to
switch up this lineup.
But to be playing guy, you got to be snatching guy first. Because you're not playing guy with the starters.
No.
With Malik, you are.
Yeah, but no. Because I don't think you have to. Because my thing isn't snatch VJ out the game. I'm just saying you got to play Wara. You got to give him a shot to play. You got to put Darius in the game more. I mean, and the reason I said VJ is because I think Wara would start
but
in place
yours,
of VJ.
Are you making these requests as player-specific or coaching rotation-specific? Let me massage that, okay, that question, because if it's player specific, then it's you're just not getting it done today. You got to go. And I'm okay. Listen, I'm okay with all styles. So don't let's not start this conversation saying I'm one side or the other.
Yeah.
I'm just making the observation that, and then sometimes it's just game specific. You lose, and then you're looking for something to blame.
No, I'm winner. I'm winner specific here, because I think that right now these freshmen, Darius, Malik, Jordan, are playing with just a different intensity right now that you're not getting elsewhere. And I'm almost like, win or lose big. I mean, but give them a chance. Give them a chance to get multiple minutes.
I know.
Darius in for multiple minutes against Syracuse looked pretty good.
I know. You know, it this was always my thing with the Ray Spalding situation, is that there's so much potential. Like, he's a guy who had so much potential that he needed the minutes. You know, he needed the minutes through the mistakes. He's the guy you in hindsight would have let foul out a couple times early in the year. But of course, when you were going through it, it was, why would you play him? He out has two fouls and now he has yeah. three in the first half. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, no, man, you have to let him learn how to play with foul trouble if he's going to be your superstar, or he's going to be the break the glass case guy.
Right.
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 In case of emergency, you know, sit him. I mean, I was angry enough to say, listen, Ray, if you foul another person, you know, a bad foul another yeah. person, I'm going to start sitting you on the bench with one foul, and we'll just play a half with five fouls with you.
Right, right.
And just hope Malik and Honest can keep us within 10 before we can actually play.
The problem is, though, is that Darius, for me, like in Darius's case, for instance, Darius doesn't – he's not break the case guy, though. And you're trying to put him in that role. I think we all, including me, made him, oh, well, Darius is, after that George Mason game, we all did it. We said, oh, well, he's going to be the guy that's just going to come in and be the spark plug. You throw him in there and he's just going to make plays, and then he's going to get everybody else going. You can set him down because that's what he did that day. The more the seasons went on, you've realized that's not him. He doesn't just come in and make play. He needs to play. And when he plays for extended minutes, you're usually impressed. Go back to Notre Dame. Go back to the George Mason. Go back to the Syracuse.
I'm going
to
do something shameful, Steve.
Okay. Do it. I don't care. Let's get shameful today.
You're saying I made Darius break glass guy, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You don't remember how angry the entire community and fan base got at me when I said Darius Perry will be starting point guard by the end of this year.
Right.
Like, I said this during the red and white scrimmage, you know, thinking that he was going to play enough minutes. Because while, you know, that's just a conversation,
yeah.
you do totally point out the fact that he tries to go big. Right?
Right.
And while we all were lullabied into thinking he's just an erratic person, right? He tries to have big impact on the game knowing he's going to have limited minutes.
Right.
But he's the kind of guy, if you say you're going to play
yeah.
12 minutes a half, then he can be relaxed. Yes. Then he can wait for the opportunity to go to the basket.
Yeah.
Then when he knows he's getting 3 minutes, you make him.
He tries to do something where it's like, well, if I make this play,
yes.
you're not going to take me out.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, and that's an observation. And I'll go to the phone lines, but I'll kind of go back to this entire issue that we jumped off the cliff. I mean, you kind of jumped off, but I'm gonna take it across the touchdown line on this one.
All right, that's fine. That's what we do. You Lawrence. Usually take credit for most of what I start anyway.
So. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on the Edscore phone line. Marcus What's on your mind?
Y'all talking about Wayne Blackshear getting the rhythm. What rhythm was he ever trying to get in? I saw a guy who was afraid to take the ball to the rim, couldn't put his man off the dribble. Like, he used to drive me crazy every time he would go out there and play. Because he had all that talent, he never wanted to use it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you, Wayne. I mean, Wayne's just an example there. I mean, outside of his freshman year.
The substitution pattern was what we were kind of pointing to with Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, does he need more playing time to get it together?
Well, because Wayne finally got it together, I think, his senior year, once he was kind of the guy and there wasn't anybody there taking his minutes.
Right.
It was, you started to see a Wayne Blackshear, I mean, that we were like, well, this kid is, I mean, he carried you on his back almost to an Elite Eight. Like, I mean, it was incredible. He almost dang near won the thing for you when everybody else quit with about four minutes left. Wayne brought you back.
Okay, Steve, let's do it.
Okay.
People, 8150 939 3831 939 is the text line. Steve, it's time for you to say it. There's two reasons that this lineup needs to be shaken up. You've already went down the path of one. Okay. You're playing with the intensity of the freshman.
Yeah.
The freshman have never been, quote-unquote, broken by Rick Pitino.
Right.
They still have the simplicity of easy, simple basketball. How to go get an and one.
Yeah.
How to use your body to get a foul. Go to the line. You see, the irony is you're watching Dang Adele pick up things from Malik or Jordan Wara. You know, like they're trying, but they're not as natural as the young guys.
Right.
Steve, that intensity you speak of, like I said, it's still the personal pride of learning how to play basketball on the way up, right?
Yep.
And there's this other problem. you're going to know that I'm right, people. You know this is 100% fact. And I dare you. No, I don't dare you. I'd like to hear you your rebuttal. I need my freshman to love me and love Louisville. I need to keep Malik Williams, Darius Perry, and Jordan Wara more than anybody on the team. Dwayne Sutton as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And if the Race Balding, I won't have the conversation, but he's not your problem. You know, like he's not your decision. That's not your decision to make, right?
Right.
Right now, it's time. I have given Dang Adele and VJ King every opportunity to succeed. Yeah. Yeah. I have given you every tool. It's one of those meetings that you have. Listen, is there anything that you feel that I haven't done for you since this season has started? Do you feel like I haven't given you a fair opportunity, VJ, Dang, even Quentin?
Yep.
Do you feel like I have hindered you in any way? Have I changed the offense to make it difficult for you? No. There's nothing that I've done that's made life difficult for you. So now with you three in here, I'm going to tell you today, you're not starting anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time for you to individually earn your minutes, right? We are losing very, very winnable games. I've put my trust in you, you know, in you guys. You go 0-for-6 from the 3-point line. Quentin, I leave you in a game against Syracuse for 30 minutes. You have 3 points, no rebounds, no steals, 2 turnovers or whatever, you know? VJ, I'm putting you in. Last game, you know, you have the ball in your hands. You not only did you not score, not get a good shot, you got pitched, right? In a disgusting manner.
Right.
In a manner that team will never respect us again, right? I'm sorry, guys. Like, Ryan, you know, now all the people that I had to fight against, you know, saying all your teammates and all these people, I said, Ryan, you're crafty, right?
Yeah.
You're tough, you know? I've been defending
your big shots.
Yes, but I've been defending your ability to survive in this, you know, wolf eat wolf game of Division I top 20 basketball, right?
Yeah.
The way people attack you, right? If you can't do something to make your presence felt, if you can't impose your will, not everybody imposes their will and you do a good job of capitalizing on Ray Spalding drawing in people, you know, things like
yeah.
If you can't impose a defensive presence, if yeah. you can't impose pressure, if you can't impose something that ruins another team's day,
yep.
I can't play you. I have to go get Dwayne Sutton because at least I know he's not letting this man just score on him. He's physical, right? He will go catch the ball off the rim and dunk on somebody, you know, and he can finish on a fast break. How many times have we seen Ryan McMahon out in a fast break thing where he ends up doing an up and under or some type of crafty layup just to get a regular layup off, you know?
Yeah.
Like the threes are beautiful, but Ryan, that can't happen anymore. Quentin, you are a point guard. This is 2018. No point guards. There's no hand checking, right? If you can let somebody have their body near you,
yeah,
full court pressure, and not draw a foul on a harassing defender, right? I mean, I can say this in the nicest way. I had it said about me. Under 6'2", 6'3", point guards are a dime a dozen. Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
It Locked on Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let that roll a little bit, B-Hall. Let that roll a little bit. In a mood today. I needed that energy today. Shout out. Happy birthday, Melissa Jacobo. Happy birthday. We need another Ask My Ex segment, don't we? We got to get that again.
For you. Sure.
No? Steve, you're not. It's time for you to participate in the Ask My Ex segment of the show, Steve.
Absolutely not.
Why? Are you scared about what your exes would say? Brian, you're game to participate,
I'll
right?
There you go. Go for it, Brian.
No, Steve. Y'all have a good time. You're the only holdout.
Nope.
Even if we went back three exes.
I can't even remember back three exes. I would.
Oh my God. Mr.
I don't have three exes. Yeah, I just hit a home run right at the start.
I didn't date too many. I was sports minded, man. I was like, I'm not dating girls, man.
Weren't we all,
plus,
Steve?
Plus, I dated the same girl all through high school.
Weren't we all, Steve? My goodness. So. I didn't need you blowing up the axe, man. Anyway, happy birthday, Mel Jacobo. Joe, thanks for joining us on the Edscoring Hot Lava, man. What's on your mind?
What's up, guys? And, man, I would never want anybody to ask my ex anything.
Oh,
it's a whole different story.
You're scared of the Ask My Ex segment, too? What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, big time. This is the most, I guess, well, I've been married for 11 years, but the one prior to that, yes. You're scared of that one.
So it's your new wife is the real problem, not the ex.
Yeah, exactly. But, yep. Hey, Marcus, you were hitting on it, man, a little bit before y'all went on break, I think, but... You know, first off, I want to give a shout out to UK and Cal because I think about over the past few years, whenever we banned ourselves from the tournament, Kentucky lost to Indiana in the second round, which is excellent. And now we're kind of having a, you know, so-so, maybe kind of down year, and they suck too. So shout out to UK and Coach Cal for that, little help on that end of things. But. Sure. You know, the thing is that you touched on, Marcus, is something I was saying yesterday as far as, look, when you talk about sitting VJ or Dang Adele down or Quinn Snyder and saying, hey, look, what kind of opportunities have you? It ain't going to take much. All David Padgett has to do is show them tape of all their games, and it's not good. I mean, it's so inconsistent, and it's really not good. So I don't know what kind of, you know, how upset they could be.
Right,
right. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, I think we're all at a point, at least I am, this is what I was saying yesterday, is look, if we're going to lose, if whatever the case is, lose, win, whatever, all I want to do, Marcus, is turn on the TV, and a lot of fans want this, is see kids that want to compete, play hard 100% of the time. I don't want to hear any more of after the game, you know, they wanted it more than us, so they didn't play it. We didn't play as hard. No, I want the Darius Perrys. I want the Dwayne Sutton.
Right, right. Joe, listen, I don't want you to steal my whole point, man. I got to run along because Joe would have went down the list and took every point we were trying to make, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of knowledge.
He knows our rhythm
when
he goes in the show. But to people who are just tuning in, you know, kind of getting the gist of what we've been saying, I mean, people, I only say this. I don't say what I'm saying out of spite or out of fandom or any kind of panic. I'm saying this as a player who has said, Marcus, you know, or has had a coach tell me, Marcus, don't you ever speak about your minutes. You know, I mean, not that I was, you know, hey, it was playing time, coach. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, but. I know that my eyes, you know, told the story a few times when I came out the game. You know, you cut your eyes at Coach Crum once or twice. You know, he knows what's.
I know. I had kind of the same thing, man. Like, I started the second half, and I felt like I got yanked quick, and I was kind of like.
Right, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Coach?
I know. No, I know how Coach Crum
And you know that look
be.
He kind of gives you, like, he gives you that look like he knows that you know that, that what just happened, right? But people. You pull out the stats, and listen, I'm telling you, you cry. VJ's going to cry. You know what I'm saying? Dang Adele is going to cry when he looks at his own stats, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know how harsh Padgett or Paulus is, But I, at this point, would say, okay, RJ, you have to prep him for this meeting, right? And what you do by prepping him is you go to our staff,
right?
You put together the last five games of the lax effort plays, you know, the plays that the winning and losing plays, right? So I can say, you know, like, hey, dang, this is a momentum killer. This shot you took and missed is a momentum killer, right?
Yeah.
You not passing that ball up to Malik Williams, that's a team attitude killer. Like, what you're doing here, you know, like, we could show your good plays, and we could show how guys worked it around and got you an open look. You just remember hitting the shot. But you, in your brain, you're not factoring in Ryan McMahon penetrating and dishing it to this guy and being kicked out to you and everybody cutting hard. That's why you got those open looks, right?
Right.
So here's the thing. We're going to have this conversation. RJ, you show him his low light tapes, and then I have to say, listen, we owe it to our young guys. You know what I'm saying? If you have been under this program for 3 years, we don't have time for you to develop when we can have an entire postseason of development with our Darius, with our Jordan. Like, I have to be able to tell you, your value to the program is diminishing.
Right.
You were getting diminishing returns out of you. You've been under scholarship. You've had these, you know, all the immaculate equipments that you've had, and you're not performing well enough over the freshman for me to justify you playing.
And more times than not, what happens in that scenario, sometimes players wilt.
Always, Steve. Yeah. I mean, 90% of the time. I like where you're going. Go ahead.
But almost every single time is what that does is that raises the play of the guy who gets set out.
Yes.
Now, when Dingadale comes in, when VJ comes in after being benched like that, they're coming in and they're going, I'm going to do what it takes to get this crowd back on my side, like to get these people. Like,
right.
So now I'm going to, when I'm coming down court, I'm going to make that pass this time, you know, and everybody's going to go.
Yeah.
And, that's why Dingdale's got to start again.
And you know, this is the fan base that does. Because think about it.
Smart fan
What's
base.
What's going to happen, people,
yeah,
when you see that lineup of Darius, Malik, Ray, Dwayne, and Jordan? And what's going to happen against Georgia Tech when Dingadale checks in with a 26-6 lead?
Yeah.
The crowd's rocking. Everyone falls in love with this young squad.
Yeah.
And Ray, I'm telling you, you get everybody sped up around him, right? Who are focused on just the goal, right? You get that lineup. You let them come out 18-2. They done caused a couple turnovers, got a couple fast breaks. This crowd's like, what the hell has this lineup been, right?
And Ray's becoming, don't lose your point, Ray is becoming the guy that we've all said all year, and last year we said,
right?
So there's not a guy that would just grab somebody and say, hey, get your crap together. In the last two and a half games, just specifically, I can remember moments in the last two games, I've seen Ray do that.
Right.
Grab a guy and say, hey, stop.
And at first it was this. At first he was cutting his eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And cutting your eyes is weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's angry.
It's non-confrontational.
Yeah. It's passive aggressive. That tears apart. You know, we know you're angry, and we're gonna try to get you the ball, but still don't be coming around here with this attitude, you know?
Yeah.
But being able to be confrontational, hey, let me get that. I'll get it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To be able to say that means I'm gonna say this, you know, in the most gender neutral way. I'm a man, you know, letting somebody know I'm a man. I can confront you and I can say, you remember that moment? You remember that moment he was mad at Honest?
Yes.
And he said something to Honest, right?
Yeah.
So people,
imagine this.
Ray Spalding yells at Honest about not getting the ball, and it's a timeout at the beginning. I'm telling you, I'm following these two. And I'm following them, and I'm like, and I said this to Steve.
Yeah.
I said, please. I think I said, please, God, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm paraphrasing. I was like, please let Ray Spalding go over there and dap him up.
Yeah.
Because listen, if Ray Spalding yells at him and walks away and carries that attitude, that kind of
yeah,
you know, funky attitude, you know, yeah, this team is going to fall apart right now.
I know.
Right now. And people, I'm telling you, Ray walked by him.
A couple times.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, he walked by him, people, and I was like, okay. No.
Yeah.
And then he walked by him again and kind of looking at some other things, and I didn't know if he was purposely avoiding him. And right before they came out of the timeout, he went over there, held up his hand, they shook hands, and I said, yes, all is going to be right with the world. Just something simple like that. But I'm telling you, you let this young group, and not the undisciplined group, because here's the thing. Lance, I love you, but you can't jump in that lineup because you'll gas everybody up to go wild.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, Lance is what Lance is.
Yeah, but no, in a serious format of defense only, I'm telling you, you'll get a spark out of that. That's why I picked him up on my 3-on-3 team.
Oh, my team sucks. Yeah, we're not going to win a thing.
Listen, when I told you.
My team hadn't won a game.
When I told you Dwayne, Darius, and Ray, or Malik, Darius, and Ray, you know, it was just like, these dudes are dogs, you know? Yeah. Like I said, so you put this lineup. How insecure would you feel if you're honest, if you're Dang Adele, and if you're VJ King? Because you know, VJ's only a sophomore.
Yeah.
And if you're a sophomore.
Kind of a freshman in a way.
Right. But if you're a sophomore and a freshman starts taking your minutes, right? I mean, and VJ, if Badgett is being totally honest, hey, every wingman we've played against has played better than you.
Yeah.
And they don't, and the sad part is they're not better shooters than you.
No.
They're not, they don't jump higher. You physically, we threw you an alley-oop, and your hands were at the square.
Yeah.
Like, you physically jump higher. You're just not tougher than them. You just don't want it bad enough. You're protecting your body because you thought you were on the home stretch before you hit that last turn.
Yeah.
You're not at the home stretch. You got to work, right? So, we take another wingman, another 6'4 wingman over 6'6 VJ King, the guy that's playing right now.
Yeah.
You know, we take the potential VJ King, but again, people, this is not any bit of personal anything. These freshmen, to keep them on this roster, listen, I got to make them happy, right? Because what if you can't, like, what if you really can't land anything in the offseason? You have a nucleus that will next year can be, well, listen, Malik, Jordan, Wara, and Darius Perry will have you in the top five in the ACC. And
Steve Enoch, yeah.
Enoch, they will, that squad right there, and Dwayne Sutton will have you. That roster can go with anybody.
Yeah.
With their added heart and just feistiness.
Will it win a national championship? I don't know.
No, you need that other wing. You need that other explosive scorer.
But next year you won't get nothing.
You added Damian Lee to that.
Yeah, go get a grad guy. Yeah, go get two.
Go get two grad transfers, and that team is giving everybody anything you want, right? And listen, and that's me saying VJ gets mad and transfers. That's me saying Dang Adele jumps and doesn't get drafted and can't come back.
And Ray's gone.
Quentin graduating. And Honest graduating. You know what I'm saying? We're still talking about squad. So, Padgett, like, if I got word that I was staying, you're done, VJ. Like, you're done, Dang. I mean, you're not done playing, but you come in at the 11-minute mark.
Yep.
And let me put the dogs out here.
Yeah.
And even if the score's 16-5, it's a dog squad out there, and it's a frustrated opponent you're dealing with. If I put Honest in and they go get an and-one, you're coming out now.
Yeah, you got to pull. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Dang Adele, I put you in this game. You go get Dwayne Sutton out the game. Somebody blows around you. You're coming back out now. Dwayne, let's go get him.
Because I said this to you last night, and then we'll go to the phone lines. I said this to you last night, and I still agree with it. This defense, the only thing defensively this team don't have is a Rick Pitino that you truly believe will rip your throat out if you don't play defense on this possession.
Right. Like, not that I'm okay with threatening, but listen, no. I'm okay with him threatening. Say, listen, I'm just going to kill you if you let him score again.
Well, Perrin sat here and told the story. Right. And Perrin told the story on air where Rick Pitino said, hey, look, in a calm voice, I will kill you if you ever do that again.
Right. Like David, it's okay. Yeah. You don't have to yell. You can just calmly walk over and just say, you know what I'm saying? Listen, well, you're gonna wait around after everybody leaves the Yum Center, and we're gonna lock these doors, and I'm gonna beat you up.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, together.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but it's what David, even if he doesn't threaten, what he can do is
physically beat you up.
Well, yeah, he can do that. But you get he one
got,
of those
bull David crap. Got that grown man strength. Oh, he's right in that window of still youthful in shape. Get David a knee pad. I'm looking at that suit, and I don't think he has a knee pad on that knee that he kneels on. Get him a pad or something to put on that floor. Get him a gel cushion or something. Kenny Klein, basketball office, men's basketball, get him something. If I have to look at him, I know that hurts. He played basketball all his life. He's 6'10". He's 6'11". Yeah. Get that man something. He's being considerate to everybody else. Wait, phone lines, man.
Yeah, we got to get these
you
people in.
You want to take one real quick?
Sorry about that, Brian. I know you're doing a great job. Oh, man. Tim, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just two comments I'd just like to make, and I'm going to let y'all have it. People are up in arms about the Louisville football defensive issue. I have it on authority. This kid, Rajay Burns, he played here in Louisville at Trinity a couple years back, and he's 6'2", upwards of 200 pounds. And what they're forgetting about, this kid came from Ohio State. So our defense is in good shape. We're going to be okay. Second thing, the basketball issue. Padgett is a good guy. I'm glad we're utilizing that. But when is somebody going to say something about Kenny Payne? To hell with being politically correct. I want to win. Thank you.
Listen, appreciate the call.
We did a whole show about it.
We did 6 shows about it, Tim. The point I was making earlier, Chris Mack became the top contestant when we talked about Kenny Payne possibly.
Yeah.
We compared Kenny Payne's ties to Louisville versus Vince Tyree's ties to Louisville versus Jalen Reeves-Maben's ties to Louisville. That's conversation. One more before we go to the phone. I mean, before we go to commercial break. Kevin, thanks for joining us on the Ed Scoring Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, ever since Kentucky started came with Calipari, getting all these one and dones, that Louisville fans became enamored with freshmen. I remember arguing with people last year, man, you know, he's holding VJ back. He's VJ back. VJ, he's going to transfer. Now VJ can play. Now you want to go with another freshman. You know, when we was winning, when we was wondering where Jordan Warren was at, you guys were talking about, well, maybe he's not getting it done in practice. Now all of a sudden, we need to play him.
So you don't feel like VJ is playing a little too much?
I think that VJ, the problem would be you know what the stat that stood out that I didn't like with VJ King the last game, he had one field goal attempt. I mean, even though he did take get some free throws. But the fact that he seemed like he was shook to shoot after missing the last shot from the game before, I don't like that.
But don't you think VJ King has had enough time to break through any confidence issue he may have had coming into the season? Like he's had every opportunity.
He's had a chance to play. He's had a chance to prove what he can do.
So how can you disagree with people calling for Wara?
Do they play the same position? I mean, I'm just saying that's not the one that you usually put in for VJ King. You usually come in with McMahon for VJ King right off the bat. That's not the answer for VJ King. If you want to stop the problem, put Darius Perry in that spot.
So your biggest problem is McMahon, ain't it?
No, there you go. Don't nobody say nothing bad about Miss Jenkins. No, it ain't about Matt Ryan McMahon. It's about having the best. If you try to go back to Louisville, the better teams we had, we've had defensive stoppers in both guard positions. Both guards led in steals. We led in steals by a center and a power forward. So that's the problem with this team. If you want to try to compare it to other teams, we're not getting it done from the guard position as far as what we're used to.
So why haven't you mentioned Q then?
Because Q is, he's he's cute. I mean, he's been here all this time. He's doing what he's doing. But think about it, is he had a bad game. He had a bad game shooting, but he's still getting 4 assists a game.
Yeah,
and nobody else is even close. The next person close to Q as far as getting assists is Dinga Dell. You want to talk about stats?
Yeah,
Dinga Dell shoots 53% from the field from 2-point range.
Yeah.
That's third behind your centers.
I appreciate the call. I asked you about Q. Why haven't you mentioned Q? Because you said the guards are not playing good. I asked you why you haven't mentioned Q. You said Q is Q. I mean, Q is not he's just Q. He's been here a long time. Those were the first things you said. Q is Q, and he's been here a long time.
He lost me when he said, "Well, when we were winning, nobody had a problem, but now that we're losing, we have a problem." Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's the song.
No, and listen, the Miss Jenkins comment was that's a Ryan McMahon. I don't like Ryan McMahon, and I don't like people who defend Ryan McMahon.
Right.
And I opened the show talking about Ryan McMahon is getting exposed. I spent 5 minutes telling you Ryan McMahon, if people are gonna get confidence, he can't play. But you see what I'm saying? You don't acknowledge any of that. You don't want to acknowledge Q's deficiencies. You want to win, but you only want to win on your terms.
Just want to win with Darius Perry.
Midday with Marcus Maben, 81.50 and 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.